Pamela Madsen, her husband Kai, and their two kids, Tyler and Spencer, live in a very small one-bedroom apartment in the Riverdale section of the Bronx.
Well, here you're in the foyer. This is my home office. The computer, the fax machine, this is it.
So right inside the front door is
right in front is this is where Resolve New York City functions, right next to the bicycles, because we don't have a garage. if you walk through here, the aviary, the bird. The living room. Oh, you're in the dining room now. This is also my husband's home office. This is the dining room table with the laptop computer. Now, I'm a little embarrassed to open that door because you were here a little bit early. So you can't, you have to tell them that the bed is made.
Bed is made.
The bed is made and it's really neat. This is, was considered a dining room. It's really a mess. Was a dining room when we got married. And we made it into what middle class Riverdalians like to call a junior four. Doesn't that sound classy?
That's very nice.
It's really a bed and a chest of drawers.
Which is right off the kitchen.
Which is right off the kitchen. In my more romantic moments, I call it the pleasure cove.
The handy thing is you can reach from the bed to the stove to turn on the
Yes, you can. Side. Yes, you can. So I've never done that, but it brings a whole new meaning on breakfast in bed.
Pamela Madsen likes to laugh and call this apartment her shrine to infertility, but then the laughing stops. The kids were both born by in vitro fertilization, and after a long and costly struggle against infertility that included numerous other procedures, the quest swallowed up to $30,000 or more, leaving the Madsens deeply in debt, consuming all the money that might have gone to buying a house.
What's interesting is that infertility didn't end up robbing us of our children. It has robbed us of the ability to give our children what we always envisioned we could give our children.
It set us back a lot. We ran up a lot of credit card debts. We ran up, we paid for what we could and charged everything else.
You know, that's why you have to pass the cup for us. Because obviously we're not poor people. But, you know, when you first get married, you know, those formation years of putting together your little bit of wealth for your house and all that was taken from us.